And so looking all over Chicagoland, many Polish American landmarks were named after Kosciuszko. Many of the Polish parishes had, for example, a Thaddeus Kosciuszko Library, which was by St. Joseph's Parish at 48th and Wood. There was a Kosciuszko Hall down by Immaculate Conception in the so-called Bush neighborhood. The Dwór Kosciuszki, or otherwise translated to English as Kosciuszko's Court, originally started at Holy Trinity Parish, but moved here to Walsh's Hall at Noble Milwaukee, at a time when Milwaukee Avenue was called Dinner Pail Avenue for all the working class folk. And for a long time, Kosciuszko's Court actually met here. Ironically enough, the most prominent Polish-American event that you can find here, and you can find it all over the internet if you're just to simply Google Walsh's Hall, is a meeting of Polish communists, about 700 to 800 of them, that met September 4th of 1919 and was later copiously written down because of the revolutionary elements that might be within that meeting.
All right, so we want to change here a little bit, change gears here a little bit, and dig a little bit deeper. This is something that, you know, we came upon and we were like, what the heck is that? Which is really the genesis of many of the things we do here at Forgotten Chicago. We were looking at this map, which is a Chicago Daily News map from 1938. And here on the far northwest side of the city, along Milwaukee Avenue, north of Austin, we noticed this, it's kind of hard to see, but this right here named Kosciuszko Triangle. And if you go there today, and we drove out to this street, which is named Medina, there's this wide median in the middle of it. So we're like, why in the world is this street named, or was this originally a park named Kosciuszko Triangle? And why is there no remnants of it anymore? It seems to be totally and completely forgotten. So we did a bit of research. We did research in some various sources, and we came upon this early on map from 1902, which is a subdivision map of the area. It was, again, very sparsely populated at the time, far northwest side of the city. But we found this right here, Kosciuszko Avenue. So apparently there was a subdivider that actually laid out the lots along this land and decided to name it after the street, after Kosciuszko. We're not quite sure who this individual was or the history or anything like that, but we do know that at some point there was a median put in into the street, and it was taken over by the city's Special Park Commission, which was run by the mayor's office. So at this time, again, there was still no houses built on the street as far as you can tell, but for some reason this little parcel of land in the median of a street was taken over by the Park Commission. There were never any improvements made. We've researched it, and by 1915, it was totally gone off the records of the city. But for some reason, by the way, here's another map from 1914 showing it. The street name had already changed to Medina. There's no reference to Kosciuszko Triangle at all, but yet you can still tell that there's a wide median. Yet, going back to that, today, the median still exists. Again, in 1938, even though it had never really truly stayed named Kosciuszko Triangle, it was still named as such on a 1938 map. So it's just one of these little oddities, and there's completely no record of it today, that the park is, the median is unnamed, and there's no recognition of this fact at all. But just an interesting little oddity in the city. I also just want to mention there were some other parks named after Kosciuszko in the city besides a famous one that Dan's going to talk about in a moment. There was actually a pleasure ground called Kosciuszko Grove, which was located in the Dunning neighborhood, again on the far northwest side of the city, before 1910. We don't know how big it was, we don't know anything about it. The only reason we know it exists is because looking at permit records, in 1910 the city required picnic groves to obtain licenses, and this is one of the groves that pulled a license from the city. So again, more research to be done. There's a lot of these totally forgotten elements of history of things named after Kosciuszko in the city, and this is one that we pretty much know nothing about. But Dan's going to talk about something that we know a lot about.
One of the things when you talk about Chicago's Polish heritage is that given the fact that there's been such a long and continuous cohort of Poles that come from one generation to the other, the history of the Polish community is much like the old adage about the Indians and the elephant, who are all blind. And these folks, each of them grabbed on by one part of the elephant and said, ah, now I know what an elephant is. The same is very true of the Polish community. Kosciuszko Triangle, which we just saw, Medina and Milwaukee Avenue, right by that median, was where the Polish American Congress through the 1980s had its building. And I guarantee you that if they had an inkling that was called Kosciuszko Triangle, I'm very sure that they would have had some kind of marker over there. But onward, let's talk about something different, something that is a bit more well-known, Kosciuszko Park. This park that we have here was actually formed in 1916. And what's interesting is that we'll look at the Tudor Revival exterior. What's interesting to note is that most Chicago field houses are actually Georgian Revivals, other types of architecture. Prairie Revival, for example, at Portage Park, and instead you have a Tudor Revival here. It's not unreasonable to conjecture that given the hullabaloo over Pulaski Park, which was actually made by Carl R.B. Zimmerman and supposed to be Eastern European, that the architect who was designing this a few years later said, ah, well, if that's what a Polish building looks like, I think I'll make something similar to it. Nonetheless, what's interesting about Kosciuszko Park is how much of a center this was for the Polish community. Here we have a photo of it in the 1930s. And here we have a photo of it in 1964. As you can see, very, very popular and very used by the community. According to Professor Dominik Pisyga, who's a very well-known professor of Chicago and happens to be of Polish descent like myself, there was actually a lot of controversy by folks given that this park was named after Kosciuszko. Remember, in 1916, this is also the time when there were streets here in Chicago that were reversed from their Slavic names, be they Bohemian or Polish, into German names, who in turn were changed after World War I into more Anglo names after the anti-German backlash. At this time, actually in this park, we had a very famous school, which shows how these community centers in turn generated other important institutions, namely Thaddeus Kosciuszko Polish School, which still exists to this day and we'll be looking at a little later. This school was one of the centers where displaced persons, and there was hundreds of thousands of them that came here, first learned English at this school. Afterwards, these folks took to it that they formed the first two Polish schools that taught the Polish language to people born in America. Here we have another picture of what Kosciuszko Park looks today, and what I like to point out is you see here this lovely cornerstone, and if you look in the background, you'll actually see there's a commemorative plaque that unfortunately was stolen since that time. That commemorated this event by the Polish community. This is where the Kosciuszko Park Library and was also one of the facilities that was used for educating folks, as I mentioned, at these schools. And this is the Kosciuszko Polish School, which is at Harlem and Higgins. It looks like a nondescript storefront, has two buildings next to each other. However, folks, this is just simply the offices. They have two campuses, one that now meets at Mother Guerin High School, the other one that meets at St. Ladislaus Parish, where 1,200 students learn the Polish language every Saturday, and named after the place where they first met, Kosciuszko Park.
Okay, we're just going to finish up here with a couple other interesting oddities that were named after Kosciuszko in the city. This picture that you see here is not of a famous thing named after Kosciuszko, but it's where one stood. This is on Milwaukee Avenue, 1064 North Milwaukee, where formerly there was a theater called the Kosciuszko Theater. Again, this is on that stretch of Milwaukee that just really was the heart of Chicago's Polonia back then. So it makes sense that the theater was named after Kosciuszko. It actually was housed in an 1879 building, the theater itself was very small. It only had 260 seats. It could barely compete with the larger movie palaces that opened in the neighborhood later on. So it closed in 1934, and then the building itself was demolished in 2007 and replaced with the condominium building that you see here. And Dan's going to finish up with one final building.
The last thing that we just would like to point out is when it comes to building, this is something that has a long tradition. And in Chicago, where you had an absence of branch banking, you actually had a building and loan here, as you can see here on 18th Street, the Kosciuszko Building and Loan, which existed here at 1624 West 18th. And just to give everyone a little bit of orientation where we're at, in the background, you can actually see the towers of what is St. Adalbert's Parish, or Wojciechowo, which was the heart of the Polish community in Pilsen. With that, what I just like to talk is that this Kosciuszko Building and Loan eventually moved to a number of other places, where it eventually became United Savings and Loan, which went belly up like many others during the savings and loan crisis in the 1990s. So with that, we'd like to conclude our presentation. We thank you all for listening. There's lots more research to be done. We've only scraped the barrel because there's lots of Polish folk that are here in Chicago, and like many other things, it's an interesting subject, and we invite everyone to research it yourself and share the results with us.